April 4, 2019, it's the Watt for Pedro Show.
face, and I start to think
Watt for Pedro Show. Brother Matt, I'm back from the mini tour with Mike Baghetta.
Yeah, welcome back. I'm back from pneumonia.
Yeah, that's right. When I left you, you had a lung full of fluid.
Yeah, gunk.
Shit almost killed me in 1980.
Man, it's bunk. Felt like busted ribs from coughing so much.
Yeah, right.
But back in action.
Did you ever find out whether it was virus or bacterial?
I made a couple trips to the doctor, but I never got any distinction on the two.
Did they give you antibiotics?
Yeah, give me antibiotics.
Okay. Because viral, you just got to ride the motherfucker out. I remember bringing Miss Peak and Tom Watson on a mission at third opera tour. And both of them almost was to that stage. But I waited until we got to Canada. Because then I could take him to a clinic.
Like,
that was
hook
Connell,
up.
Right?
Hook up.
I'm not going to say any more about this. Don't have to explain, right? Like this. What's that for? Beats me. You're going to use it. Don't explain. We started off with John Coltrane, too young to go steady. And then our guest, because we're not completely alone here at the Love Garden.
Yeah, hello, Maya.
At that point, yeah, from the city. Maya, welcome aboard. We heard your tune from your Maya record called Full Moon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't be afraid to talk.
I'm not. Sorry you had pneumonia.
Well, the man had it. I had a tour. Kind of the same thing, but kind of different.
It's better being better.
Yeah, it's better being better. I've been blessed. You know, now at gigs, it's fist pumps instead of hand squeezes because of the bugs.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude, I'm just recovering from the flu.
Oh, hey, you were sick.
Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing like good health.
Yeah.
We're always taking granted for it. Taking it for granted, whatever the fuck English I'm trying to stumble bum my way through. Until we don't have it.
Yeah.
And then it's oh, my God. Yeah. So.
Yep.
I'm glad you're getting through it. How long were you with it?
Oh, man. I didn't leave the house for like 7 days. It's been like 2 weeks. But today is the first day that I feel kind of like really like myself again.
Me too. From tour, man. 4 days to come back. My hands were swollen like mittens. Because, you know, last year, in fact, this is one, listeners, this is when I met Maya. She shared the stage with me on my 60th D-Day at Ramona's Pad on Patera Hill, up in the city. And great band. Who's your tambourine player?
Alexander,
that's it. Yeah, I mean, he goes to town. Does he wake up in the morning with bruises all over his fucking body?
Probably, but they're taking a break from playing music right now. Maybe that's why. I don't know.
You mean the whole band, all the Revolutionary? Hell yeah.
No, just Alex.
Okay. So you're tambourineless.
Yeah.
Okay, those things happen.
We've been incorporating other percussive elements like the frog.
Like the frog?
Yeah.
Okay. A frog.
You rub the stick on his back? That kind of frog?
Yeah.
Or Mineral Ward. There's some therapy. He's up in Medford now. Where you lick it and there's some kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Tripping or, you know, along psychoactive.
totally.
Miss Maya, can you tell me your earliest musical memory? Recollection?
Well, my mom is a pianist for the San Francisco Ballet Company. She's like the company pianist, so it's, you know, it's likely just my mom playing piano at home. Yeah.
Now, since there was a piano at home, were you encouraged to learn piano?
Yeah, I took piano lessons from a strict Russian old lady.
A strict Russian old lady. So, was it a good experience?
I mean, you know, I learned how to play the piano, but she was always, like, offering me what I now know was kombucha, but, like, homemade kombucha. But, you know, when you're a little kid, like, you don't want to drink some weird fermented, like, mushroom juice. And then she also, I don't know, she would, like, grab my pinky because it was kind of weakened. She would, like, press it really hard, like, slam it into the key. And
she wanted the pinky to play as hard as the other fingers.
Yeah. She punched my shoulder once, and I started, like, crying a little bit. And then she was like, oh, it'll heal before you get married.
Okay. So, like, the beatings will continue until morale improves.
She didn't want to beat me, but...
We've had several people on the show, Maya, that had piano lessons when they were young.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's horrible experience. They want to run away from piano. Mm-hmm. They want to run away from music. Other times it's great. It seems it depends on the teacher.
Yeah.
But for you, you said there was benefit, but then there was also some bummer.
Yeah, I mean, I was not stoked about it, but I'm thankful now, you know?
Now, you were born over there, right?
Yeah.
How old were you when you came here?
I was 2.
2?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe not a lot of memory.
No, but I've been back 4 times, and the last time I was there for like 6 months and stuff.
And did you, when you came here, it was a city? You grew up in SF?
Yeah, I grew up in the Tenderloin.
Wow. That's intense. That's education right there. Not up there with piano lessons, but almost.
Yeah.
Okay. What about at school? Did you take music at school, like choir, or the school band, or marching band?
No, but I joined, when I was 12, I joined this, rock, it's like it was an after-school thing, but it was a rock school. it's called the San Francisco Rock Project, and it's, like, for kids from ages 8 to 18, and you take lessons, and then you do, like, tribute shows with the other kids.
Okay, because, when we played together, you weren't on piano. You were playing guitar. When did you get on guitar? Through this program?
A little before, but yeah, I started playing when I was 11 or 12.
And why did you get on guitar? Why did you leave piano?
Well, I like the idea that, you know, you can take a guitar anywhere.
Yeah.
I like that it's really portable. I know there's a lot of other portable instruments, but I don't know. I just really always, ever since I was little, I just really,
What was your first guitar?
I don't know. My dad's roommate gave me some random.
Was it acoustic guitar or electric guitar?
Acoustic guitar, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember, because when we played together, you were playing electric guitar. When did you get on electric guitar?
Around when I was like 13.
And was it one of these deals? Like, I'll get you a guitar, but you have to take lessons?
No, I don't know. I was pretty enthusiastic about it.
Sure.
And, you know, my parents were supportive, so I don't think there were any deals. It was just like, you know, here's the deal. You want to play music? Like, do it.
Yeah, right. And what about your first amp?
Mm-hmm.
Amplifier.
Oh, I, like, got my first amp, like, way after I started playing. I honestly, like, don't really care about equipment that much.
Okay. So you would play electric guitar without it being plugged in?
No, I mean, I would plug it in. It's just like I would have my bandmates have amps, you know.
Ah,
like,
using theirs. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like knowing how to drive, but you're borrowing everybody else's car.
Exactly.
Makes you very popular. Everybody loves a dick leash. Anyway, I want to play a Slippery Melody here, okay?
Sure.
Listen.
Change, if I'm not to see you again, it's a crime. economic times. If the greedy have no your spirit for some gold. Every day the worker has to choose.
Curtain made everyone feel alright. curtain, brought out the light. He really pulled back the curtain, brought out the light. He really pulled back the curtain, brought out the light. He really pulled back the curtain, made everyone feel alright.
Watch for Pedro Show. Slippery Melody by Maya, from her solo record. After that was Tab Falco with Master Chaos Theme. And then brand new from Arabia Saudada. That's Giuseppe up in Milano. Samba da Frontera. Crushed by Pimps from South London with Vindaloon. Frightwig with Redistribution of Wealth. Very sad, they lost a... And the ladies with cancer.
Oh, man.
More cancer shit.
Man.
Man, it's so fucked up. Mike Wignetta with Me Play, Michael and Sarah. Graf out of Netherlands with Duality. Yeah, Mike Wignetta out of Brooklyn. Wake Up Cut. I got to do some collaboration with these guys out of Bologna. Lauren, Straight Pipes. Album of Rarities. Awkward, that's K. With Devin Hoff, him on the stand-up, K Electric, Straight Pipes, no, I just said that, Fun with Needles, not too much fun, people. Guided by Voices, Unsinkable Fads Domino. Remember when the Katrina, somehow, he made it through that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember that? Remember that? And then finally, Maya with Happy Receiver, which... Could be interpreted in a lot of ways. let's get back. So the school, what was it called? The School of Rock.
It was the San Francisco Rock Project.
Yeah, San Francisco Rock Project. Did you end up doing your first gigs with these people?
Yeah, my first like performances like in a rock and roll setting, but it wasn't original music. It was covers, you know.
Sure. Now, what kind of covers, like? Xerox, or were the interpretations?
Mostly like states trying to stay pretty true to the original. You know, we were just learning the songs, but of course they're not the original. So
yeah. I know, but sometimes you can twist it up. You know what I mean? And kind of.
Totally. Yeah, we didn't really twist it up that much.
Yeah, because you guys are still learning.
Yeah.
What was that first gig like? Were you scared?
Yeah, and like, you know, back then I was just playing guitar and I wasn't singing, and I don't know, later I started playing bass and like, and it was only much later that I started like singing when I performed, and yeah.
How'd you get on bass?
I just love bass, like on this album that you're playing some songs from, Magic Happens, like I'm playing all the bass and yeah.
So, did you start bass during this rock proj, San Francisco rock proj?
Yep.
Okay.
I had a great bass teacher, this guy, Larry Buchroyd.
Okay, because a lot of people, they go to bass because no one else wants to rock it. But you want to do it. That's a bitch in the ear. I find that with more with the younger people. Mm-hmm. Back when I was more young. Yeah, no one wanted to rock the bass. It's like, well, I can get a gig because no one else wants to do this. I mean, I've read shit about Joe Osborne and Carol Kay and, and incredible bass people. But it's because, yeah. Let's do it.
You're like the right fielder.
Yeah. What kind of bass? Did you play a Fender?
No.
No. Okay. That's all right. I was just curious. Because you're kind of small, so it might be big for your hands. Maybe a Stang or something. Okay.
I'll play anything that sounds nice and feels good.
Oh, okay. That's pretty tolerant. So Alabama sausage whistle. What about, how long were you in this San Francisco Rock Project? Till 18?
Yeah.
Now, what'd you do music-wise after that?
I started my own band.
Yeah, well, what'd you do? Did you run an ad?
Yeah,
people in college, girls' bathroom, I don't know.
No, I just don't.
Bathroom.
I'd been already in a few bands, like some of my friends' bands. I joined this band called The Strangers.
This was parallel to the rock project.
Yes,
okay.
It was parallel, it was separate. So I played in a couple of bands, and then I kind of just...
They weren't your bands, though, right? You're helping somebody else out?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, but I had all these songs, and then I finally just realized, like, yeah, why not just ask my friends to join me? And so I did, and it all worked out. I don't know. I just have a lot of really talented friends. And
What was the first proj?
Well, my very first band was called Serial Killers with a C. That was when I was, like, 16.
Like eating cereal. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's clever.
Kind of punny.
Yeah, it's a silly band.
And these are the first time you're playing your own songs in front of people.
Yeah, that was when I was like 16.
Sure.
Yeah.
And what was that? Where did you play at 16? People's pads?
Yeah. And like, you know, open mics.
Coffee house.
Yeah.
Because a little young for bars. Even you being tenderloin tough. Okay, so what happened with Serial Killer? Did you guys record?
No, we didn't. The first, like, band that I really did anything with, well, because before Maya and the Revolutionary Hell Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Maya and the Evolutionary No-Nos.
The Evolutionary No-Nos?
Yep.
Okay.
What's
the big difference?
Just different bandmates. I don't know. It's all been like one big, you know, growing transitional experience. Just like anyone's musical career, I guess. But
and the one common thing is you.
Yeah, but it's all my songs. But yeah.
Can you remember the first song you ever wrote?
It was about my dad. It's on my first solo album, Tea and Chocolate.
What's it called?
The song about my dad is called Papa's Magic Coat.
His Magic Coat?
Papa's Magic Coat.
Okay, so you wrote a song for your pop, about your pop. Was it easy?
I've found that songs come really naturally to me. Like, that's one thing that I find really, like, encouraging in life in general. If I'm, like, bummed about anything else, like, I don't know. I just know that at least always some song will arise out of whatever situation.
And you're usually writing on the guitar, or do you write on the piano, too?
I usually write along guitar.
Okay. And what comes first, the music or the words?
It's always different.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty random.
I'll tell you, in my case, title.
Yeah. The title? Yeah.
Yeah, because I need something to anchor. So if I got a title, I got to get words now and music to fit that.
True.
You understand? Yeah, hardly anybody I know does it that way. Usually titles, like, in fact, George Hurley never gave me a title. I always got to give titles to George Hurley lyric songs. Thank you, George. Righteous. And then, I mean, you're right. Everybody is different about that. That's why I'm curious and asking about it. Do you ever go back and rewrite songs?
I, like, rearrange things with my band. With older songs to keep them fresh.
Okay.
But I don't, like, rewrite songs.
Like, man, I don't feel this way. I gotta change these words.
Because they're, like, you know, time.
Like a moment. Captured.
Yeah.
Okay. Diary entry. Some trip like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think they're a lot like that, too. I usually don't go back. Sometimes when I'm interpreting other people's songs, though, I do change their words. Like, sometimes I just put my name in them. Like, oh, this is about me. No. It's only because I'm doing it. Nothing to do with reality. Brother Matt, we're at the end of the first hour. April 4th, 2019 edition of WAP People Show. Special guest, Maya. Hold tight for hour two.
Yeah.
April 4th, 2019, it's the second hour.
What?
Pedro Show.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. Lives in your bed, sticks in your head. It's a nightmare. What a nightmare. Intrusive. When you're trying to sleep, it'll knock down the door. It's quick on its feet. It's a nightmare. Ah, what a nightmare. Ah, when you're all alone, going down, 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 down. A one-way ticket to the underground. They call it hell. It's a nightmare. Ah, yeah, it's a nightmare. Ah, voice fading out, face fading in, distinguishable, it's pale and thin. A ghostly depiction of earthly delights. Your instincts kick in, you go fight or flight. It's a nightmare. Ah, what a nightmare.
Yeah. Thank you. a shower and go downtown. Gonna take a shower and go downtown. Gonna let it bathe me. Gonna let it run. Water run. Water run. Dripping down my body. Falling down my face. Gonna teleport me to a different place. Water run. Watch her run.
Watch her run.
Watch her run. Shuffle around. Shopping for this and that. Buying a goody hat. They don't really know just the way it's at. Watch her run. Watch her run.
Watch for Pigo Show. We started the second hour off with It's a Nightmare from Maya. Any insights to that too?
Yeah. I was house sitting and cat sitting at my friend's place, and I guess the context doesn't matter for listeners, but I was not in my own house and I was sleeping, and I had sleep paralysis for the first time, and I didn't know what was happening, and it was really scary, and then it stuck with me for a while after I wrote that song.
What's sleep paralysis?
Sleep Brother Matt wants to know what sleep paralysis... You mean like you can't move?
Yeah, it's like you're like kind of having a nightmare, and usually there's a... You feel a physical presence of someone, and it's really creepy, and you can't move, and you try and try, and you just can't move, and it's scary.
I had some of that shit before.
Yeah, there's that movie in... It was filmed in Pedro. It was a Pedro experience.
Really?
Not Poltergeist, but...
like that. I've had them where some motherfuckers are chasing me, you know, and finally I fall down and they start bayoneting me, and then I'm thinking, what do I do next? You know, I'm like, a bunch of bayonet holes.
Yeah, just go with it.
Wake up, God damn, that was a dream.
Just go with it.
Then we had the details from Romania with Stop and Dedicate Some Time to the Sun. Noted. Living in SoCal here, Brother Matt, we get it. Maybe 90%.
It's coming back. It's coming back.
Coming back.
Took a little break.
Right. Mini Beast, that's Peter from Mission of Burma, living in Providence now. Your exact location. Yeah. Ooh, scary. There's a nightmare right there. Hi-Fi Club out of Toulon, France, with Equidistant. Riot in Paradise from Red Mass up in Quebec. Round Eye out of Shanghai with Hesher Shima B. They're coming first week of July.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Casa Hanzo.
Oh, bitchin'.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Josh and his little gang. By the way, we all got round eyes. It's the fucking lids, Josh. It's the lids, not the eyeballs. Pole Anchor.
Cool.
Larry Bose with his boy,
cool.
Leo.
Well, which cut?
Soup of the day.
So I don't,
Soup of the day. Yeah, the done at Casa Hanzo pizza. Overlapping Dialogue from Henry Kaiser with Chris Muir. And finally, Water Run. Maya, Water Run.
Mm-hmm.
Insight?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like that song is pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, you don't have to, you know, some people say, what? That's why I wrote the song, and I totally understand. But then other people, they want to talk.
So yeah.
Don't worry. Well, there's no wrong answer to a lot of the what questions on the What from Pedro show. Except that fucking P word. I don't want to deal with that. It's almost like Get Kel in the Clothes. Okay, this album here. Where did you record it?
I recorded it partially in my friend's room and partially in our rehearsal space.
Not your practice pad, but your rehearsal space. Does it have mirrors? It has little bars to hold on when you pirouette and shit? No. So part of your rehearsal space and part of your buddies. So, like the core of the tunes, you recorded the voice and the guitar, right? And then added stuff?
Yeah.
Well, because some people who do solo records, for example, Stevie Wonder, Dave Grohl, they start with the drums.
Oh, yeah, I definitely didn't start with the drums.
Do you know drums?
I can play drums, but that's like the one instrument that I did not play on my album. I played everything else, but my drummer recorded it for me, so I figured he'd do a better job.
You mean the Revolutionary Hell Yeah guy?
Yeah, Sam Jones.
Sam?
Yeah.
I met him, right? Cool people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody in your band I dug very much.
Thanks. I love them.
I mean, they didn't go to the mat like Alexander, but they were like me, you know, just using fingers and shit. Much respect to them. Great band.
Actually, like, just got a new bass player. And
oh, wow. That guy was good.
Yeah.
What was his name?
His name is Timmy. He's still playing with us, but he, like, only when he's in town.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But our new bass player, like, just got hit by a car.
Oh, man.
He was biking, and he fractured his forearm and wrist. But we have a show on Saturday, and he's still playing it with us.
Fuck. Much respect. Oh,
a stud.
Isn't that dope?
Yeah. Yes.
What happened? Was he in the street or just walking?
No, he was on his bike.
Bicycles. Okay.
Yeah,
bikes in the city is rough.
Car door.
Was he doored? That's the Richard fucking Bonney.
Yeah, I'm not sure, actually.
Anyway,
but yeah.
We're sending well wishes, because that's horrible.
Yeah.
And especially guy working bass, and fucking heart goes out for still being there for you. That's bitching of a...
Yeah.
Okay. So, who was the producer? You?
It was like my... Sam and I both, you know, produced it. We kind of collaborated on it.
Okay. And how long ago was your first solo album?
I recorded it when I was 17. So
okay,
yeah.
That's why I figured it was a while ago. And so in between, you did the Evolutionary No No and the Revolutionary Hell Yeah. And now you felt it was time to do another solo record.
Yeah.
Why? I'm curious.
Well, my band's going through kind of a transitional phase, and I feel like a lot of, like, all of my albums are super eclectic, and, you know, I've been kind of pursuing with my band this more, like, super rock and roll vibe.
Yeah.
But with my solo album, I just felt that the songs were mostly, you know, more chill, and I also liked to challenge myself to play all the instruments and stuff.
Sure.
But, yeah, I just wasn't sure that it would... Not that it really matters, but I just didn't think that it fit the vibe of the full band. But I guess that's what's kind of happening now is we have this, like, album release coming up. Because I recorded two albums last year, this solo album and another full band album. And
ah, okay. So you kind of had a parallel universe thing going.
Yeah, so that one we're putting out in June, and it'll be the final release under that band name.
Sure.
And then moving forward, we're just going to be called Maya, and we're just going to do, yeah, like my solo material, and just the songs that are coming to me now is kind of less rock and rolly. But I don't know, I'm not going to limit myself, I just, it's just different.
Yeah, we don't want you to limit yourself either. In fact, one way I stay unlimited is have Brother Matt bring his spin cycle.
Cool.
We to wear you're only too thirsty for love.
imprint on the heart of the nation.
What made you do what you just did to us today with your spin cycle?
Well, I still had this stack of discs here. I've been digging on Carla Bozulich a lot. Had that Geraldine Faber with Nels.
She's been living in Silver Lake. No, and Eagle Rock.
And her sister just ran a marathon, so that was awesome of her. I went to school with her.
57, how young, maybe?
I think she was my age, my class, 57, I guess, something like that. 56,
57. Like
Danny Frankel's in there. Quintron.
Great.
Pull Anchor with a little Fingerprint Acid Touch mixed in.
Danny should make another record. Remember, they all the tunes had Jupiter in the name.
Yeah. Last time I saw him, we ran into him out at Potby and Harriet's out there. It was a Sunday jam.
Okay, got to wear a hat though. Not too much sunlight. Maya, you know what I forgot to ask you? What was the first record you bought for yourself?
Different from like just the first that was gifted to me.
You bought yourself, right? Like it was your choice with your money.
It might have been a Gogo Bordello album.
Eugene,
cool.
Huge. He's great, man.
Yeah,
and he's still kicking like Kato. I mean, you go to his gig, that guy works. Love it.
Yeah, I've seen them 15 times.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter the lineup, right? It's go, go, go.
Yeah.
He's bitching. He's a skipper. He's a good rudder man.
Like righteous gypsy punk.
What about the first... Yeah, that's what he is. It's like Ukrainian gypsy punk, right? What was... But somebody once told me, it's not where you're from, it's where you're... Not somebody. That was Sly Stone, who just turned, 75?
Man.
Can you believe that shit?
I should bust out some
he's
Sly.
From up in the city. What was the first gig you went and saw?
I think it was Dresden Dolls. I was like 9.
What was it? Guys and Dolls?
Dresden Dolls?
Dresden Dolls. Guys and Dolls is some kind of old musical. Man, a little old thing. Okay, Dresden Dolls. That reminds me of Carla a little bit. She used to have this bitching band called Ethel Meatplop. I shit thee not. The Reverend Guitar's bass signature trip called the...
The plower?
What plower? It comes from Carla.
She
was thinking of some project name with Watt Plower in it, and it came about, cool. But fucking when it came time to name the bass, I wanted people to know who to blame, but had to still be a little creative, so
cool.
Thank you, Carla Bosley.
That's a neat story.
But that's where Watt Plower comes from.
Very cool.
It actually comes from a Carla thing. Because, God, who's she have on drums? Biff, great cat. Great drummer, man. I think he ended up doing producing, too. We're at the end of the first... No.
Second.
The second hour, right? April 4. Sorry about that. April 4, 2019 edition with the Watt for Peace Show, Brother Matt, with our special guest from the city, Maya. Hold tight for hour three. April 4th, 2019, it's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
I'll get a tattoo of your telephone number on my arm, and then I'll press record on a monkey's moan. Set it as my morning alarm. I'm gonna do all the things to make you tick. Gonna lay it on real thick, and then we'll see, yeah, we'll see if the feeling sticks. So, well, I'm hoping that the feeling sticks. Just like honey that is splattered on a golden platter, but it's wasted on the rich and dumb, who don't know and don't believe in all the things that matter. They got violence on the tip of their tongue. Babble about the music at the dinner table, sticking numerical codes. There's a fly buzzing round the horse's stable, making light of many episodes. Oh! But I want guests in my kitchen, I want guests in my basement, I want guests in my bed and my arms. I want someone in the morning to confess all my love to, in the night to come to my charge. Children and another, then a third and a fourth. I want a sister and a brother from the west and the north. I want a thin, flitting image of the voice in my head. That'll live on forever, even when I'm dead. That'll live on forever, even when I'm dead. That'll live on forever, even when I'm dead. Oh. I'll get a tattoo of your telephone number on my arm. And then I'll press record on a monkey's phone. Set it as my morning alarm. I'm gonna do all the things, make you tick. Gonna lay it on real thick. And then we'll see, yeah, we'll see if the feeling sticks. Well, I'm hoping that the feeling sticks. Ow!
Bye. I've been searching. charm. Sophia, Sophia, love will be the death of me if I am looking, hoping, longing, pawning, yawning, dawning, searching, longing for something that's real. And rearranging for something that's real. Charmed, so real, love will be the death of me. Charmed, so easily, love will be.
Thank you.
Walk for Pedro show. We start off third hour with Maya with Morning Alarm. What's the Morning Alarm? It's an alarm clock that goes off in the morning? Just a guess.
Sure, yeah. I mean, that song is super duper silly. But actually, it was inspired after I saw Ian Svenonius perform with his new project, Escapism.
Ian.
Yeah.
He had a talk show for a little while, and I got to be on there with him. Jennifer. But he's an incredible cat, DC cat.
Yeah.
I think he's got a new proj now.
Yeah, that's what, like, the style of Morning Alarm was inspired, like, after I saw his new project. I was like, I don't know, just inspired by it.
Did you like makeup?
Yeah, I like...
Maybe he'd be part of some, like, dance judge, you know, peanut gallery up at Spaceland, what's it called now, Satellite? L.A. Dreams original, right? Silver Lake there, and he's a great cat, man. He reminds me of the old days. I could say this because I was around then, but there were so many individuals, you know, and there's still a lot of individuals. We just have a hard time showing. I mean, you just look at your thumb and we're individuals, but Ian, just so great. I'm glad
to know
he was a source of inspiration for you there.
Yeah, I mean, I really admire, like, him and, like, Eugene Hoops and, like, just, and you know, like, lifers, like, it's great.
Veteranos? Or, viejos? They're slightly different, right? Chris Chappelle's distortion pedal after that with Virzig Zweiter Lied. No, Lied. Fuck. I loved I'm not going to explain the German. Deletions after that with Dino Lies. Needle Drop, Super Pond, Globe Lamp, Charm, Spain, Amorphous, National Debt, Gray,
hey, Idaho,
You the Pimp, Esoteric Knowledge, and finally, Magenta by Maya. Magenta.
Yeah.
That was the color of D. Boone's Telecaster. Did you ever paint?
Yeah, a bit. I used to make a lot more art than I do now. Now I just doubt everything that I...
You mean visual art? Do you consider music art too?
Totally, yeah, but, you know, different form.
Okay. You're in a place of change, right? You're going to put out this album for a band that's going to cease to exist, or at least the name is, right?
The name is going to cease to exist, but we're still going to keep going.
Right.
I play in a few other bands as well. I play bass in a couple bands.
What about that? Do you think? Because I have a philosophy about that. Music is about taking turns. If you really want the whole deal, if you just don't want, like, one part, if you want the whole deal, I found there's three ways to do it. You take direction, you give direction, or you collaborate.
Yeah.
And I think all three places are very legitimate.
Yeah.
For one thing, I don't think you can learn everything being the boss.
No, I agree.
And then if you do too much side mouse, you get this thing called side mouse-itis. And you start, I never get my own voice, right? And then the third thing about collaborating. Well, sometimes you're lucky. I feel that way with D. Boone, where the guy jumped out of a tree on me when we were 12. And his mom told me to play bass. So I never had to teach him a song. He never had to teach me, right? Osmosis. That's hard to recreate after you lose that original thing.
Yeah.
But it sounds really righteous that you're looking. So you're playing bass for other people in their bands and taking direction.
Yeah.
I mean, the way I felt about it, if I was going to ask Tom and Raul, for example, for my third opera, but what better school of direction to be taken than in the Stooges classroom for 125 months? That was incredible. Yeah. And that way, I just think. I mean, Willie Shakes, right? Mm. Life's a stage of different roles and shit like that. It's bizarre to try to think you're one thing.
Yeah, be able to cover every base, right. Wear many hats. Yeah.
Right. Otherwise, it gets twisted up like the boss beats you down the day, so you come home, you beat down the kids.
Mm.
Yeah. That's not good ways of taking turns.
Nah.
Yeah. You know, I want to take, what about Only Alone? What about this song?
You know, just trying to shift my perspective on if I am spending time alone, you know, just not feeling lonely, just, you know, just being like, all right, I'm just with myself, you know, I'm not by myself, I'm with myself.
Like, I'm way into that.
Yeah.
Wait till you're 60s. Yeah, let's listen.
I walk through. The dogs were crying from the other side of the glass, but the only thing I could see was you. I swam in an ocean of whiskey and gin. I slept in a boat on a lake. I cried in Montana, almost died in a hurricane. You said that story was fake. Now I don't think that I'll ever get to heaven, won't make it, 'cause I ain't gonna try. This is your choice. I've lost my voice and you know I'm too dry to cry. That message you left was bruising. I love you, I miss you. But laying your head in a young man's bed ain't the best way to convince me. Now I don't think that I'll ever get to heaven. Won't make it, 'cause I ain't gonna try. This is your choice. I've lost my voice and you know I'm too dry to cry. Too much has been said in the meanwhile. Where did you go? Might not wanna know. If you ever come home, I will not be alone. I don't think that I'll ever get to heaven. Won't make it, 'cause I ain't gonna try. This is your choice. I've lost my voice and you know I'm too dry to cry. Now I don't think that I'll ever get to heaven. Won't make it, 'cause I ain't gonna try. This is your choice. I've lost my voice and you know I'm too dry to cry. Now you know I'm too dry to cry. Now you know I'm too dry.
Yeah.
Our show last music for this edition, Maya with Only Alone. Some downtime for yourself, people. That means you don't get on the Game Boy. That means you're alone with your thoughts, right, Maya? That's what you hit me to.
Yeah, it's just I think it's important to learn how to sit with one's own thoughts, you know.
Love it. And then the Fiction with Too Dry to Cry. That's Josh Michelle, passed away from Long Beach Project. He was doing it at the end there. Movie Star Junkies, this is from Italy, part of that splits, that 7-inch with Cut. You, I Shall Drown.
Oh, cool.
You, I Shall Drown. Obviously, who talks like this? Willie Shakes? Watch some movies, guys. And then Dan Franke, I just got this from a town I've never been to, this mini tour, Beacon, New York.
Oh.
Home of, last place, Pete Seeger.
Oh.
It's about 70 miles north of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
150-year-old library played. 7-foot overhead. The
moon neat.
Played very small. Because it was dead. Groove Crater Method is Brother Philip and Big Bear with Time.
Cool.
And finally, Maya with You. Speaking of you, you got an album release coming up. Talk about it, please.
Yeah, it's for this last album under the full band name. The album is called Opposing the Bum. And it's going to be on June 14th at Bottom of the Hill, where you and I play together.
Mona, yes.
And I'm excited because, we're going to be playing with the Kid Congo Powers.
Oh, I love Kid. Mm.
Yeah.
Now, you know him. We got him on the show, brother, man. Mm. He was in Gun Club. He was
in
Cramps. He was the head of the Ramones fan club here in SoCal. Great cat.
Yeah.
Great cat. And he's been living all over. He was in D.C., he was in Arizona, New England. Where is he now?
I don't know.
He will be playing with you, with the Pink Monkey Birds, right?
Yeah.
Great bass man, Kiki. Love the cat. Love Kiki. And I love Kid. We got to play with him maybe a mile from Disneyland, like the worst fucking kind of thing in a way. But it was righteous because we were sharing a stage with Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds. So, people, June 14th, Bottom of the Hill, Patera Hill there, up in the city. Maya, and the last time is Revolutionary Hell Yeah, album release party. And where can people find you on the internet?
On Instagram, just the band name, but my name has two Y's, so it's M-A-Y-Y-A.
And what about this, how do you pronounce your last name?
It's Fagin.
Okay. Me and Brother Matt, we were unsure. Fagin, okay.
I know. A lot of people...
Well, no, like when I had Ed from Ohio. Yeah, he thought he was from Italy. Ed from Ohio. You know, it's all where you put the accent.
It's true.
Okay, so, intent is 9/10 of the law. Now, if... people younger than you ask you for some advice in this music rack, what would you tell them?
I guess, honestly, like, the same thing that everyone always tells me when I ask for advice, which is, just to keep going. Like, even if you feel discouraged, like, you know, and if you feel discouraged in some ways, but you're still inspired, like, just keep doing your thing,
keep on keeping on?
Yeah, basically.
John Fogerty wrote me a little note when D. Boone got killed saying that. Now, your mother, her whole life she's been a professional musician.
Yeah.
Did she have advice for you? Did you ever ask her?
I think that's probably her advice, too.
All right. I think it's bitchy advice. And it's been a huge honor to have you aboard, truly. Your story of your journey through music is very inspiring, and I know it's going to lead to more and more. So you keep on keeping on, please, no matter how you spell your name or what the name of the band is or, whether you're on Alabama Sausage Whistle. I know you're going to do it. So,
thanks.
Yeah.
Also, but another cool side note this week, Brady. D. Bloom's birthday. I dug on seeing a note from Eric Bloom, E. Bloom, giving birthday greeting.
That's right.
That's cool.
April 1st, always think of D. Bloom. That's the day a big man in my life came on board. Brother Matt, thanks for your always aid, essentially aiding and abetting. It's been the April 4th, 2019 edition of Wapapedra Show, people. Keep your powder dry.